Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the introduction. My name is Kuroe. Now, without further ado, I'd like to brief on Yamaha Corporation's financial results for the first quarter of the fiscal year 07, which will end in March 2007. Now, first of all, overview of performance in the first quarter is summarized on page 2. Net sales were slightly below initial projections. Although they rose 2.6 billion yen year-on-year, sales actually declined slightly if the effect of exchange rates is discounted, meaning we gained approximately 3.3 billion yen in forex fluctuation from euro and dollar to yen, and when we exclude this amount, sales sagged a little against projection. Sales of musical instruments were largely in line with the first quarter of the previous year, excluding forex gains, and they were lower than initial projections. Sales of AVIT products, electronic equipments, metal products, and lifestyle-related products were down year-on-year, but higher than initial projections. Operating income in the core businesses of musical instruments, AVIT products, electronic equipments, and metal products was higher than initial projections, maintaining almost the same level as the first quarter of the previous year, all in all. The impact of foreign exchange rates on operating income in the first quarter was 500 million yen higher than the initial projection and up 900 million yen year-on-year, chiefly due to the strength of the euro. Now, we have long strived to reduce inventory levels as one of our key management initiatives, and I am pleased to say that at the end of last fiscal year, we could bring them down almost to appropriate levels. Having said so, AV products inventory rose slightly, due partly to decelerated sales growth towards the end of last fiscal year, and they are carried over into this fiscal year and remaining there somewhat for a long time. But as a whole, it is leveling off year on year. Also, effect of exchange rates caused it to loom swollen by approximately 3 billion yen on the yen-denominated basis, which was 5.6 billion yen higher than initial projections. While musical instrument inventories were almost in line with initial projections, regarding especially AV products inventory rose because of stocks carried over as well as front-loaded production, as we intended to standardize manufacturing volume. Now, please look at the next chart showing performance in the first quarter. As I mentioned just now, operating income was higher than initially projected, while sales reflected initial projections. Sales increased year-on-year, while operating income remained at the same level. I'll touch upon operating income later in the segment performance section. Regarding non-operating profit and extraordinary income and loss, please refer to your material, an appendix which is attached to your handout, and look up page 9 in your spare time, as there is slightly more information on this. Well, on the front screen, it is written just below the chart that income from equity method, which is mainly from Yamaha Motor Company Limited, which announced its financial results the day before yesterday, increased from 5.3 to 6.4 billion yen year-on-year, up 1.1 billion yen, and which was 2.5 billion yen higher than initial projection of 3.9 billion yen. So recurring profit is larger than operating profit because of this equity method income contributing. Extraordinary profit and loss decreased because last year we had special gains from selling some unutilized assets. But there were no major changes this year as assets had been more or less properly reviewed. Now, as a result of all these that I mentioned, net income increased slightly from 9.9 to 10 billion yen, up 3.5 billion yen against initial projections. Now let me confirm what I mentioned already by looking at actual figures and results by business segment in the first quarter. Net sales of musical instruments up 3.5 percentage points year on year. Although others were up, business segments of lifestyle, electronic equipment, and AVIT products were down slightly. Whereas against initial projections, lifestyle, electronic equipment, and AVIT products were up, while musical instruments and others were in the negative. Impact of exchange rates is written at the bottom. Year-on-year, it is up 3.3 billion yen, with musical instruments up 2.5 and AVIT by 0.8 billion yen. Now, versus initial projections, up 1.3, with musical instruments up 1 and AVIT 0.3 billion yen. Now, I'd like to explain about operating income, which is on the right-hand side of the same page. Compared to last fiscal year, electronic equipment and metal products halved to 1.3 billion yen, despite the fact that it is moving higher than initial projection. Nonetheless, the fact remains the same that this segment continues to struggle. Musical instruments increased from 4.4 to 5.8 billion yen year-on-year, overshooting initial projection. In total, operating profit almost remained the same as the previous year, resulting in 6.7 billion yen, a much higher than the initial projections of 3.8 billion yen. But this result is inflated by exchange rates, with musical instruments up 1 billion yen and AVIT almost leveling off year-on-year, and against projections, musical instruments up 0.3 and AVIT 0.1 billion yen, respectively. Now, forecast our business performance for the full year, which will end in March 07. Considering what's going on right now, we do not particularly revise our full-year forecasts, and so they remain as written here in this chart, which is the same as what we announced on the 28th of April this year. Please confirm various figures once again, as they are written in this chart. Now, I'd like to explain about each business segment. First, musical instruments segment. As I already mentioned, overviewing the first quarter, excluding the impact of exchange rate fluctuations, net sales in the first quarter were at a similar level to the previous year, but 3.3% below initial projections. In particular, sales were below expectations in Europe and the United States, although in Europe, sales figures did not go down so much thanks to forex gain. Whereas in the U.S. market, where we had enjoyed strong sales growth at the end of last fiscal year, there was a reaction to that, and this segment struggled in this first quarter, especially in America. Market itself is somewhat slowing down. We should therefore like to put more effort so that we might regain sales momentum there. Sales remained robust in Korea and China. Product-wise, wind instruments and professional audio equipment continue to sell well. But pianos are struggling, especially in the U.S., as I explained its market situation. And in Japan, electrones are struggling continuously. We consider that current inventory levels are almost at appropriate levels. FY07 projection figures remain the same as we announced them previously, under which we will steadily launch new products for Christmas sales push, strengthen and expand commercial audio business, in which we put efforts specially, and more than anything, aim at recovery in the United States market as we struggled so much in the first quarter. And in Europe, we will boost share in key countries and push ahead with strategies for sales increase in expanded EU market, which includes former Eastern Bloc, by deploying direct sales system and various sales promotional activities even further. In Japan, we'll reinforce our responses to market changes, especially as consumption trend and sales networks are going through various changes in the electronic pianos market in relation to the total piano market. Wind instrument segment remains to be robust, so we will continue to grow its sales and at the same time pour in more efforts to where sales are somewhat slow to grow. And we'll also push ahead with structural reform of manufacturing, which is progressing with our plan so far. AVIT segment. Actual net sales in the first quarter were up slightly against initial projections, excluding the impact of exchange rate fluctuations. Especially, it was brisk in the United States. Against the same quarter of the previous year, it was lower by 6.3 percentage points. Looking at the total market, sales in Japan came down, especially online karaoke, precipitated substantially. Contrarily, it was brisk in Europe and the United States as we launched new products. Ruta is slightly struggling or almost leveling off amid severe competition in the market. Shipments of the newly launched YSB were steadily progressing. As I said before, inventory of AV may need some adjustment, and we will properly deal with it by assessing how sales move in the next second quarter. Regarding FY07 projections and priority policies, in order to grow AV business continuously, we will especially strengthen ISP business, expand sales of mid to high price range AV receivers, increase sales of hi-fi, and launch new product types into the market. Regarding routers, we will aim at steady growth of sales through stronger product lineup, although the market environment is quite severe, we'll fight against it. Regarding IP conferencing systems, which we launched into the market, we still need to develop sales channels, and this product does not contribute to sales growth yet. But we'll continue pouring our efforts into this field of great potentiality and expect that it will perform well in the next phase of midterm business plan. Electronic equipment and metal products. Although the first quarter sales and operating income exceeded initial projections, operating income was half of what had been recorded in the same quarter of the previous year, as situation continued to be severe. Well, we had assumed and prepared for that, but as we explained in the previous briefing, market environment was slightly tougher than what we had envisaged 3 years before. Net sales leveled off year-on-year with breakdowns of semiconductors dropping by approximately 10 percentage points and metal business growing slightly. But this growth is only on the figures because when you look into metal business, actual shipment sagged a little bit in accordance with market trend. But sales figures went up as material prices steeply hiked, especially of non-ferrous metals, mainly copper, and this was translated into higher retail price per unit, pushing up net sales as shown in charts on this slide. So net sales were in accordance with what we had initially projected. On the other hand, operating income by far overshot initial projections in both semiconductors and metals. For semiconductors, unit price did not decrease so much as we had assumed when we had had a very conservative stance, and although volume growth struggled in a severe environment, price drop was within our assumption, leading to a larger operating income. For metals, too, although material prices hiked, various cost reduction efforts contributed to the growth of operating income. FY07 projections and priority policies. Well, this is not in regard to immediate future, but we put them up as a few challenges we engage in into the near future. We plan to secure sales through a shift to highly value-added LSI sound chips and develop new devices in a steadfast manner. Lifestyle-related products. Although first quarter sales dipped compared to the same quarter of the previous year, they slightly exceeded initial projections. Now, price competition became fiercer in this market as well, pushing down operating income to our regret. System kitchens continued to sell well, but bathroom sales were struggling, as is written here. We will strengthen capabilities in the growing house remodeling market and continuously put more efforts there. We will launch more new products in autumn to boost up both sales and operating income and catch up with the recovery of profit and loss situations. Recreation business segment. Although first quarter sales were below expectations, both accommodation sales and day tripper numbers increased year-on-year, achieving a slight increase of operating income. Operating losses were reduced compared to the first quarter of the previous year. In addition to increased sales, depreciation as well as SG&A declined, improving profit and loss situation. We will continue putting efforts in this segment. Others segment. Sales of golf products and magnesium molded parts were higher than both initial projections and the same quarter of the previous year. However, orders for automobile interior wood components declined as order volume was coming down and sales were below initial projections due to postponement of order confirmation, especially by leading finished product manufacturers, which we had presumed but fell through. Accordingly, operating income was below initial projections due to deterioration in gross profit on sales, resulting from reduced profit margin of a production of automobile interior wood components. As a result, operating income declined materially. Now, projections for FY07, we will strive to secure production volume for automobile interior wood components once the postponed order gets confirmed and starts to be shipped, so that we might improve performance in this segment. Lastly, I'd like to talk about inventories. As I mentioned at the beginning, inventories increased slightly compared with the initial projection at the end of the first quarter. Musical instruments were almost at appropriate levels, but AV products increased. Musical instruments amounted to 42.6 billion yen last year, as we started with a slightly large inventory and reduced production to adjust inventory levels towards the second half, resulting in 41.2 billion yen at the end of this first quarter. Comparing figures against the same quarter of the previous year, musical instruments are inflated by